It is Amy Winehouse and Rehab for you this morning. Before that, we heard from Sublime, What I Got, Friday, September 21st. You are with Jenny and Blake. Going to be a pretty gorgeous day ahead. We even have a chance of some showers. We're checking in with Chief Meteorologist, First Alert Chief Meteorologist of KOLD News 13 in just a bit to get your official weather for the day. Right now, let's talk to Dawn, who's here with our movie night traffic light. Good morning,
hey,
Dawn.
Hey, good morning, Jenny. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for being in here this morning.
Well, thanks. Yeah, you guys, you're getting ready for winter in here. It's so cold in the studio. I come in here every Friday and it's so cold in here.
I know.
You guys function when it's minus 20.
Well, I have to preserve myself.
It's so not me. It has absolutely nothing
okay,
to do
Blake,
with me.
I blame you for this.
I'm trying to preserve myself over here.
Preserve yourself.
Cooler temperatures.
Never heard of that theory before, but very interesting. Okay, you guys want to hear movies?
Yes. Okay. What's happening in movies this weekend?
Well, the first one is called Good Luck Chuck, which stars Dane Cook. And when he was a kid, he was playing spin the bottle with some friends, and the bottle landed on a girl that he didn't want to do anything with, which made her mad. So she puts a hex on him that every girl that he dates, she actually falls in love with the next guy that she goes out with, which, you know, as he grows up, which means every girl he sleeps with marries the next guy she meets, which is okay with him until he meets Jessica Alba. And here's a clip of them meeting.
I'm Cam. I went to college with the bride.
I'm Charlie. I used to date the bride.
Me too. Well, no, I mean, it was a one-time only experimental thing, sophomore year. We were young and drunk.
Nothing wrong with Jessica Alba.
No, I know. She's adorable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now because Jessica Alba, he wants to find a way to break the hex and keep her. So he gets the help of his best friend who is, for some reason, freakishly obsessed with girls, lady lumps or whatever you call them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So let's review Dane Cook's movie past for a second here. We've got Waiting. Hated it. Employee of the Month. Hated it. And now you've got Good Luck Chuck, which actually is sort of a raunchy version of Employee of the Month. Hated it.
Oh, why?
Yeah,
Dane Cook as a stand-up comedian is utterly hysterical.
It just doesn't work when he does movies. I just don't get it. I think, well, probably some of it has to do with the script and it.
But how about Jessica Alba? Is she funny as a comedian? Because she does a lot of funny slapstick stuff, in at least as far as the trailer is concerned.
Yeah, what she does is a lot of physical comedy in this, which is really funny. Of course, she is totally beautiful, and she's very cute, so that's really good. But, you know, I'm kind of wondering why she did this movie, though. It's completely different than anything she's done
before. Money.
Yeah, but I kind of have a theory. I think maybe she's undercover as her superhero self, trying to save Dane Cook from his bad acting.
That's
I think
hilarious.
She really tried. And then I gotta wonder, after I'm seeing this movie, what is with movies today? It's like every movie is trying to outdo the raunchiness of the last movie. Hmm. You know, there was Knocked Up, then they got worse with Superbad.
Ooh, I loved Knocked Up.
Knocked Up was
actually a great movie, but then there was Superbad. And now there is Good Luck Chuck, which is way raunchier than any of those movies. Way more sexual situations than any
Superbad
of those movies.
Superbad got some good reviews, didn't it? Wasn't that?
Not for me.
No.
Blake, weren't you paying attention that day?
Yeah, but I'm saying there were a lot of people that really liked that movie.
I think there were guys that might have liked that movie.
Yeah, you thought that was a boy movie.
Yeah,
for
I thought it was a boy movie. And this one, Jessica is a klutz, and it makes for some really funny moments, but so not worth making this movie we're seeing at all, except for I'm sure the guys are going to like the naked girl parts. But on our movie night traffic light, I am going to rate Good Luck Chuck a red.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I know. I know some of the guys did enjoy it just because of that
She's
stuff.
A doll. She's yes.
Yeah, she is. She's beautiful. Okay, Sydney White. Now, although they don't make it really obvious in an annoying way at all, this is actually a modern day take of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh.
Yeah, and Sydney White is played by Amanda Bynes.
She's great.
Yeah, she's adorable. And she's growing up now. She's off to college. And when she was little, her mom died. So she's going to go to college and join the same sorority that her mom was in. But the queen of the sorority doesn't like her because her ex-boyfriend thinks Amanda is cute. So she kicks Amanda out of the sorority and Amanda ends up living with some of the dorkiest guys on campus. In fact, seven dorks.
Oh, that's so cute.
Isn't that
I think
cute?
That sounds fun.
Yeah, well, here
what
is...
What are their names?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Okay.
It's very clever, though,
is
what
it?
They do. Yeah. And here's a clip of Amanda actually taking on the Queen Greek.
Hi, Sydney. It's nice to see you found some people you fit in with.
It is nice, isn't it? If only there were a place where superficial, materialistic could fit in. Oh, wait, there is.
Whatever. So cute making your little friends run for student council.
It is cute. and it'll be even cuter when we win.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, so it's Greeks takes on the geeks.
Is this Revenge of the Nerds again?
No, it's not like that. It's more like Bring It On. It's more like that kind of thing.
I loved Bring It On. The cheerleader movie with Kirsten Dunst was brilliant.
It's like that, except for it's really cute. I mean, it's really lighthearted, funny, cute. And I got to tell those people over at Good Luck Chuck, you can do funny without being raunchy. They did a really good job with this. And Amanda Bynes is really adorable. She really does that kind of subtle physical comedy stuff. It's her mannerisms and her gestures and stuff that make it really funny, and her facial expressions. And she's really sweet in real life, which even makes it better.
But isn't that kind of a movie for a boy and for boys, and a movie there for girls this weekend?
Yeah, right? It actually is. In fact, this one, the guys will like, because Amanda Bynes is so adorable too. Mm-hmm. And it's, so that makes it a really great date movie. And I do have to tell you though, for the girls, you guys know Zac Efron from High School Musical, and he was in Hairspray too. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to move aside after this movie, because the guy that plays Amanda's prince in this movie is Matt Long. What a cutie. All the girls in the audience, they just loved him. So he's going to be the new heartthrob out there.
Oh, that's fun. Now, is this a good movie to take the kids to?
It's PG-13, okay. So you can take the older kids, and there's really not anything in there that's too bad. I mean, there were kids at Good Luck Chuck, so if you can take your kids to Good Luck Chuck, I guess you could take your kids to this one.
But okay, cool.
Yeah, so if you're going to go out on a date, or if you want to go out with the girlfriends, then go see this one. So on our movie night traffic light, I'm going to rate Sydney White. This one is a green.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
My parents took me to see Jaws when I was just 7. So.
Yeah, that is so scary.
Come on.
That is scary.
I can't even, we won't go into
and
that.
And Alien.
Perhaps
the first one.
Oh, perhaps we uncover the mystery behind Blake Rogers.
That's right.
Each and every day.
That's why I guess I like horror movies.
Yeah.
And Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, all those. You know, remember that? Yeah.
You went to all of that when you were a kid.
Apparently my parents liked that too.
Yeah.
Let's bring the kids. It's rated R, so as long as there's parent supervision, that's just fine.
So, Dawn, Movie Night Traffic Light airs on the CW.
Yes, and it's now on at 3 o'clock every Saturday afternoon. It used to be 12:30. We're in a new time slot, which is 3 o'clock.
Cool.
And that's Channel 8 or 58, and it's all thanks to the great people over at Marshall's Jewelers.
Nice bling.
Thank you, Blake.
Appreciate you being here with us, Dawn, and
thanks,
can learn
guys.
More about Dawn on our website, 929themountain.com.
Talking about Survivor, coming up next.